The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your you might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
The Jethel Horror Silverwing Show is intended for a mature audience.
Give me a J!
J!
Give me an E!
E!
Give me a T!
T!
Give me an H!
H!
Give me an A!
A!
Give me an L!
L!
What's it spell?
Jethel!
One more time!
Jethel!
I can't hear you!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 25th of October, 2011. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloys, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Seeker of Shards, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay. I want to say hi to all my guildmates and arcane masters who I said I was going to talk about.
All right.
They're all going on a grouping or something, and I told them I can't because... I can't do this and the show and raid because you get real upset at me.
Yeah, because then you lose focus, you stop talking, and I just end up ranting by myself, and then it turns to utter chaos.
And I want to report a bug about Nathan Ironforge.
A bug about Nathan Ironforge? You mean
yeah, I changed
he's
his
more
cage.
He's more bugging than normal?
Well, I changed his cage, and he's still on top of it. He's escaped again.
So the house item, Nathan Ironforge.
Yes, the house Ironforge. He keeps escaping his cage. I can't keep him in it.
So he's more annoying than usual then?
Yes, he is.
Bastard Nathan Ironforge.
I thought maybe it might be the cage, but no. I changed the cage, and now he's still on top of it. He is a escape artist.
Huh. All right,
We're
then.
We're going to have to come up with more devious plans for Nathan.
A cage. Well, you know, this is Halloween. I mean, horrific things do happen. Have we maybe thought of a bear trap?
I have one of those.
Well, you can put him on the bear trap and see if it goes off. I mean, that'll certainly stop him from getting around, of course, unless he starts dragging himself by his hands, you know. But, you know... Most horrific things are worthy of Nathan Ironforge, I think.
Well, that would mean me unpublishing my island home again, and I've done that twice, and I've lost a lot of boats, and I really don't want to do it again. I've opened up my secret garden.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to at least vote on it, I'd be appreciative.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think I'm going to win any great awards or anything, but I like it up here. It's kind of cool. I've got a bungee jump going on up here.
Minus the bungee, of course.
Minus the bungee. It's a bungee jump.
But yeah, you can check out Elkringenna's Tenebrous Tangle, what she calls My Secret Garden. That's how it's listed on the housing leaderboards. But if you want to, you can check that out. Just look for My Secret Garden on the leaderboard and click visit. Or you can go to South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. Go to the Tenebrous Tangle thing and visit Elkringenna.
Well, it's house underscore ratings. That will do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I need to visit your house now that you've reopened it so I can vote on it again.
I'm sorry. I was trying to fix Nathan, and...
He just doesn't want to stay put, huh?
He does not want to stay put, little twerp.
I'm still saying bear trap.
But, I have a cliff diving area with a warning that, if you do not... If you do not have at least 32,000 hit points and your safe fall maxed out, I would definitely aim for the water.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can jump from the upper island down to my main island, but I almost kill myself. I got this much mass. It's just, I'm holding my fingers like, so, yeah. Aim for... That's what the sign says up there. It says, aim for the water.
Well, I think aiming for the water when you're up that high is pretty much a no-brainer. Although I have met some people with, no brain. So, aim for that freaking water.
But it doesn't matter. Each of my areas are sort of designed for... Well, I've got shrines for the gods in different areas that I thought would fit. I think they would enjoy being... having their shrine in these different areas. I've got a party area with lots of food and drink going on. I've got pillows that you can grab a pillow and fight other people with the pillows while you're up here. I have a haunted graveyard. It's good.
And
it's fun.
And while you're at it, because there is so much here, you might want to mention that unless you have 32 gigs of RAM... I mean, a 32-gig video card, you might have problems. No, it's not quite that bad.
But. It's not quite full. I can hold 1,100 objects, and I have over 1,000, so 1,000 and something. I have room for growth later on,
just
a few.
But, I have visited every inch of your Tenebrous Island here, and I like it. I think you did a good job. So I encourage everyone to come down and vote on it, and make my Elkwin happy.
I noticed something when I was, do they still have it?
I don't know, what are you talking
maybe
about?
Maybe not. Oh, they got some pretty good sales going on. I mean, the other day I bought some, they don't have them now, damn it. Maybe they sold them all out.
Sales?
on the marketplace they had the werewolf plushies. For 50 station cash apiece. Now they have badger plushies for 25.
Yeah, the badger for 25. They knocked down the barbarian heritage armor.
I don't know if I'd want a badger or not. But, for 25 station cash, I'm going to buy a badger.
Well, how else are you going to get badger kebabs?
I don't know. Where'd the werewolf plushie go? Maybe he disappeared into the a vault. They're moving some stuff to the vault.
Well,
magical frog plushie is 50. Caramel camel plushie is 50. Malfunctioning clockwork is 50. Fire devil plushie is 50.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the werewolf one. Arctic monitor plushie is 50. They got rid of the werewolf. I should have bought a couple more.
Well, that's weird. I wonder why they got rid of it this week.
Werewolf plushie, you know what I mean?
Weird.
Werewolf plushies come in handy.
Marketplace, come on. Housing plushies. They didn't get rid of it entirely, did they? That would kind of suck.
I think so. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff that was going to be moved into Brell's vault.
Uh-huh.
And I think that might have been one of them that they were...
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
We won't see it for a while, guys, now.
Well, that stinks. I mean, this is the week of Halloween. I would imagine they would have kept it there at least until the 31st.
Well, they did drop the price on it.
Huh. Okay, well, no more tiny werewolf guys until next year. Although there is a new lightning wolf.
Mount. Where?
Mount.
Oh. Let's see what he looks like.
It looks like a ghostly warg. But it's cloudy and shoots lightning up your ass.
Out your ass. The lightning is coming from the underneath the saddle.
Right.
So, okay. Its eyes are glowing. It's like a fog bank in the shape of a wolf with glowing blue eyes and lightning coming out of the saddle, which you're sitting on. So you can say lightning is coming out of your ass.
Pretty much. And then there is the cloak of dark desire. It doesn't look that. It doesn't look bad.
That's nice.
It's nice. It's animated.
Yes.
What's falling there? Is it just some sort of runes? I can't make them out. Probably some sort of runes or something.
It looks like runes.
Yeah, some sort of purple runes floating down.
And yeah.
What?
It's not quite seamless.
You see a defect in there?
Yeah, I see a line.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's not quite seamless. Somebody didn't quite match that up.
No, Brian! Yeah, there is a line.
Yeah, just a tad. He's got to.
Yeah,
I don't know how he's
going
to fix that.
Well, I'm sure they can fix it with the next patch or whatever. But, yeah, there is a seam where it loops back around.
Now, I sent a message to Nobrin on Facebook telling him, you know, I'll get on my knees to beg you to come on the show, and he hasn't responded yet. So, I'm going to give him one more week, and then I'm going to start the campaign of let's get Nobrin on the show, but I will have to have everybody's help to do so. We will get him through Facebook and Twitters, requesting his presence on the show.
Although we have actually gotten a... We have actually gotten word from someone who said was uncomfortable doing shows and stuff, and Domino has agreed to come on the show. We just got to come up with a good date for her.
That's wonderful. I think maybe after she met us a few times, she doesn't feel like we're going to eat her or something. I don't know. Hmm.
And there is a another item on the marketplace that's new for this week: the skeletal kitten.
Oh no! Yes, I missed that.
Yes, you can now have a skeletal kitten chasing you around. Rowane says the werewolf is still under house plushies. Maybe I missed it. Let me check. Housing, plushies, werewolf.
Maybe they moved him back up to a normal price.
Could be.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. You know, that sort of reminds me of the corpse bride and the little skeleton dog. He's got something black glowing in his chest.
Oh, he's a cutie. You should have seen him with fur.
So, anyway. Werewolf plushie. Yeah.
Magical stuff.
She says to...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay.
She's got to advertise it.
Okay, yeah. It's at the end. The tiny magical stuffed werewolf plushie. I missed it the first time. It's at the very end of the house plushies list.
Housing. Okay, well, let's try housing. House pets? House plushies.
Plushies. It's all the way at the end. And it's for 100.
Yeah, okay, he went off sale.
It's a bug.
So, hmm?
It's a bug.
What's a bug?
Buck.
A buck.
It's a bug.
So if Domino's listening, she needs to work on Nathan Ironforge. He will not stay in my cage. He keeps escaping. He's bugged.
He must be destroyed.
Now, Co... Or Cho? How do you say his name?
He's a chode, whatever he is.
He's nice and polite, and he stays in his cage. I tried two different cages on him.
Well, yeah, because you threatened to kill him.
Keeps escaping. He's on the top now.
Stay in the cage!
Damn you, Nathan.
Damn you, Nathan Ironforge.
See, now, part of my garden is, like, display items that I've gotten. I've put on pedestals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Cho in a cage, and I had Nathan in a cage, and I see the displayed. And Nathan's out of the cage.
Damn you. So I just want to share the funny thing that I came up with.
What's the funny thing you came up with? I see you up here, too. Yeah.
So the funny thing I came up with this afternoon is what would happen if Christopher Walken had actually starred in the remake of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, God.
You know, kids, I bring you to my chocolate factory. We sing, we dance, we have little midgets. Gave you a little piece of candy. I only had one request. You see that thing over there? I told you not to touch it. What'd you do? You touched it. You touched the thing. Now I'm going to have to bring you out back, snap your balls off, and feed you to a squirrel. That is something that Christopher Walken would do. Or would say in a movie. Guys, I told you not to touch it. Now I'm going to have to stab you in the face with a soldering iron. No, I don't know what Nathan's problem is, but you know what? You know what? He is actually taller than Quo.
He fit in there quite fine.
Well, I'm saying that might be an issue. His collision above him might be different.
He is the same size as Quo, honest. When you get them both together, they're the same height. He just doesn't want to stay caged.
Well, then he must be destroyed.
Well, not now. I've already posted this place twice. Three times now. I'm leaving it for a while.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right. So, yeah, if you want to come up and vote on Elkland's
house. I even have a volcano.
A volcano. Yes, you must see it.
Volcano.
Okay, so this is our Halloween episode, so let's get on with the Halloween stuff and the Night of the Dead stuff. Have you done a lot of Night of the Dead stuff, hon? I mean, besides going through the maze 150 times.
Oh, look at the amount of hedges I have, and then you ask me that question. And then I had you drag two of my little guys through because I needed two more of these lampposts from the Sawborn.
Right, but I mean, besides stocking your supply of hedges, were you able to do anything else?
Yeah, I did all the other stuff.
Hey, Domino's with us now. Hey, Domino.
And I did a little bit of the crafting, you know, of the new items, which are in my graveyard.
Well, wait a minute. Wait.
Went shopping.
I did not see a new crafting book.
Yeah, there is.
I didn't see it. It wasn't at the merchant.
Well, yes, there is.
Probably the same one from last year, then. I did not see a new one. I'm going to have to go take a look. So I didn't see a new one.
Yep, there is.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go to...
Don't you ever look at EQ2 Traders? .com and check out what Dem Mom does.
I check out the merchant and see if there is a new book.
There's new crafting, too.
Okay, I'm going to have to check.
Dem Mom, if you're listening, I will beat him up later for that. Yeah, Dem Mom does a spread on all the world events that come out each and every time, and she will have this wonderful spread on all the craftable items that there is.
And the gigantic
and a
candy
lovely little
cane.
Story about her halfer doing them.
I love how she does it all in RP. That's great. Alright, so I'm making my way back to the thing here. So, yes, Knights of the Dead, continuing on through the 31st. Remember, this weekend, from the 28th to the 31st, remember to log on all of your alts. You will be getting...
Tricks and treats.
Tricks and treats by in-game mail. One per day, per character. So make sure to log on your alts. Get the trick or treat, whichever it is, and get it out of your mailbox so they can send you another one.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're saying Celebrations of the Dead 4. I did not see that on the merchant. I'm going to have to check. I missed it, apparently.
Now, if you're hurting for treats to craft with, you know, you can hit the beach at Nectulus Forest. And there's these little glowing piles of bones. So you go disturb them, and what they'll do is spawn a level-appropriate mob for you to kill. And the difference between killing these guys and going out and wiping out a zone of creatures is that the drop rate on these is like 50% more.
Ah.
So the only thing I found is some bones didn't spawn a mob. I would find one node that would spawn like two mobs for me, or three. And the mobs usually drop anywhere from 1 to 3 pieces of peanut brittle.
All right, let me see here. I'm at the merchant. Pardon me. Celebrations of the Dead. Now it's gray to me. Ah, but it doesn't say I've already gotten it. Normally, if right. if it's listed as it yet,
it would be white.
Right, yeah, but it's gray, so I thought I already had this one.
Okay. And the official word from Domino is, the werewolf disappeared from the sales list because it was just on sale this week. Every week they put some items on sale without any announcement, just as a surprise gift to those who check. So,
check the
marketplace each week to see if there's any little goodies hiding in there. I mean, come on. You know, a werewolf stuffy, 50 station cashing. And the badger was 25. Those little items are kind of nice when you're decorating.
Yeah.
You know, pick them up. They're cheap.
Yep, and everyone, bug report.
Nathan.
Well, not only Nathan, but the new cloak does have a graphical error.
Well, we're seeing that in the wardrobe. I would have to look at it on somebody, because I've noticed that you cannot count 100% on what you see in the wardrobe as what it will be in the world.
Mm.
There's always might be a little difference. So maybe that where the pattern meets up with the other for the revolve, maybe that doesn't show up
while it's in the game. Possible, yeah.
So,
you know, look at it first. You know one thing I haven't done in all the years of Knights of the Dead has been around that, who knows, maybe I can do this weekend, I don't know.
What?
Is I've never faced the Headless Huntsman.
You mean the Headless Horseman that spawns the tree?
I have never faced him because, he's always been a raid mob, and I've never been on when a group was forming to do him.
Well, all you got to do is go out to the tree, throw up your looking for group, put in your looking for group thing, Headless Horseman, and, you know, hang around, and somebody will probably grab you.
Grab me in weird places that'll make me tingle?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty then.
That's how I do it.
You let strange people grab you and make you tingle?
That too. But no, if I'm looking for something like that, I will go to the area and see about getting into a group or, you know. Because people show up, they're looking for other people, and you can always start forming groups up.
Yeah.
He only spawns ever so often. I don't know his timing pattern because I think they alternated it so it's random. But in order for him to spawn, somebody with the necklace has to be around.
Well, I have the necklace. Got
it
on me. Oh, Lyra says he has spawned now. He is no longer on a timer.
Well, ask Lyra if she'll go with you.
Every time Lyra's taken me out, she's killed me. She's like you.
Oh, hush.
You gotta admit, hon, I hadn't died in EQ2 in a very long time, and then you took me out and I got slaughtered.
Blame it on me.
And then Lyra took me out. Lyra took me out and I got slaughtered. So, you know, I'm better off just role-playing. And
well, we were going after the tomb in the book in the library in the Tower of Frozen Shadows, which we didn't have enough people to do.
I'm putting the Mender's kids through college. Just like my 12 Days of Frostfell song says.
Oh, and I got really lucky yesterday, and I want to send a thank you out to Chatterella, who sent me a heads up the minute I hit logged in yesterday, mm-hmm. that the guy that does the axe quest was up in Butcher Block.
Oh.
So I can make all the decorative axes now, and
I was
the title
where you got those.
The Axe Master now.
The Axe Master.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to... I mean, once you get the quest, you do it, and you turn it in at the docks, and then you get the recipe. Mm-hmm. If you return to the guide and, you know, tell them about the axes...
The guide or the NPC?
The guide.
Oh, okay.
Grant you a title. At least they did yesterday. That's what happened.
The Axe Master.
I am the Axe Master.
Is that like being an Ass Master?
No.
Oh, okay. Something different then. Okay. All right, so we're going to...
Maybe they should have a fishing quest.
A fishing quest?
Yes.
For what?
I don't know. Just fishing. Then you can make decorative fish to put on the wall, and then you get the title.
Wait, I've got it. We can put decorative fish on the wall, and when you click them, they sing. like those horrible bass things that were out a few years back.
And then you can get the title Master of Bait.
Oh, God, no.
No?
Somehow I don't think Smed would allow that.
Yeah, it'd be amusing to see if they could get it pushed through at least once.
No. I don't even think it would get by Domino.
it'd be amusing just trying.
It wouldn't even make it to Smed.
They would hate me working there. I'd come up with all this crap, bring it to them, watch their face, and then fall on the floor busting up laughing because, you know, it was funny.
Nice.
Alright, well, we're going to take a music break. We're going to be taking a few music breaks, more than usual during the show, because this is the Gentle Horror Silverwing Genetic Rotunga show, our usual Halloween show. We are featuring the music from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Repo the Genetic Opera and other things as well. When we come back, we'll be doing our Halloween edition of Kiting Elquin.
Oh, God.
Yes, Kiting Elquin.
So I have a request. Yes. Would you play Chase the Morning?
Oh, that is on the list. Let me see. I have that on the list for the next for the next break, actually. So it will. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. So we'll be back.
A long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away, God said,
Michael Randy was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand
on our feet.
And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear.
There we go.
Claude Rains was the invisible man.
I don't see that either.
Then something went wrong for Faye Ray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam.
A monkey jam.
Then at a deadly pace, it came from
where?
Outer space.
Thank you.
And this is how the message rang. Double feature, Dr. X.
Sex.
We'll build a creature. See androids fighting.
And loving. I know Leo G. Carroll was over a barrel when Tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a Triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes gave him the shits.
And passing them use lots of skills.
Yeah,
but when worlds collide,
oh,
said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you
some terrible thrills.
Science fiction. Double
and with
Brad and Janet the late night double feature picture show. I wanna go home. Oh, oh, oh. To the late night double feature picture show.
Why are you?
Oh, 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 oh. To the late night double feature picture show. In the back row.
In the back row!
Oh, 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 oh. To the late night double feature picture show.
All right, guys. Okay, we haven't done this in a while.
Are you sure that thing still works?
Try this, you know, God,
I don't want to wind up with that
weird guy. Don't send me that purple dinosaur.
Get into place.
Oh, he was the worst.
Right, I'm yep. in. Okay,
firing ready. Up the far back machine. A what? Dwarf.
It, what?
Where did all these DVDs come from?
Well, it's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I know it's Halloween.
Gonna watch them later.
Where are all these? We're gonna have to look at all these. You're gonna fall over.
I don't. Jesus?
Yeah, Dwarf?
Are you okay?
I think so.
I'm not sure where to... Oh, this place is disgusting!
Ew!
I don't like the sound of that.
Where the heck did that music come from?
Uh-oh. The hell?
What the heck's going on?
Oh, Jeff, oh, you unzapped us into the DVD!
Dwarf?
Yeah?
What was first on the list?
Oh, let me get the receipt.
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, Jesus. It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Freddy's gonna get us. Get the devil. Get us out of here. Anywhere. Hit the block. Oh.
Oh, my head. Oh,
where the hell are we now?
I don't know.
All the crucifixes around here.
Ooh.
A little girl!
Excuse me!
Little girl, can you tell me where we are?
Oh,
holy crap! It's the Exorcist! Put it in, the Exorcist! Jethro, hit the switch again! Oh, Jethro!
What the? Hey, do we get zapped to unrest or something?
I'm not sure. Oh.
Man, this place is kind of weird.
Holy crap, look at that mattress.
Oh, wow.
Someone had a really bad day.
Someone went stabby real bad. Hey, Dwarf, look.
Yeah, what you got?
It's a box.
A box?
Kind of pretty.
The puzzle box.
Oh, it's moving. Well, what's on that receipt? What's next?
We have some sights to show you.
Holy crap. Hellraiser. Run.
I don't know about you, Dwarf, but I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
All this running.
Oh.
Now what?
Oh, what's next on the list here?
Look at that guy with the weird mask.
Oh, it's Mike Myers.
Run. You know, he doesn't seem to be going that fast.
Yeah, you're right. I think we can just jog and keep ahead of him. I don't get it. How did this guy ever kill anyone?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm bored. Jethro, hit the button again.
Hit it!
Oh, you had to get that Tales from the Crypt confirmation DVD, didn't you?
I like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, no, this is too random. Too random, Jethro. Get us out of here. Oh, bring us home, will ya? Come on, the skip's going long.
I want to get to trick-or-treating.
Oh, my head. Oh, what the hell happened? Oh, well, oh, Jesus. Jesus, what the hell? Why am I chained to Cheez-It and the chain's going to the wall? What's happening? What's going on?
Hello, Dwarf. I want to play a game.
Oh, hell no!
For too long, you let two things rule your entire existence.
Oh.
The love of ale
Ew.
And the love for Cheez-It.
Oh, Cheez-It, my buddy!
The chain which binds you to Cheez-It also keeps you out of reach of that tasty, ice-cold stein of ale.
A stein of ale?
There is a rusty, old hacksaw just within your reach.
Oh!
Ale or Cheez-It, the choice is yours.
Ale or Cheez-It, using the saw. Ale or Cheez-It, oh, ale or Cheez-It. No!
Has crippled the globe.
Enjoy Gene Co's day and nighttime formula of Zydrate.
Nature failed as technology spread.
Ask a Gentern if Zydrate is right for you.
And in this wake, a market erected.
Buying Zydrate from an unlicensed source is illegal.
An entire city built on top of the dead. And you can finance your bones and your kidneys. For every market, a submarket grows. But best to be punctual with making your payments. You on the concrete below. It's quick. It's clean. It's pure. It could change your life. Rest assured. It's the 21st century. And it's my job to steal and rob. Your designer heart still beats with common blood. And what if you could have to make perfection? Would you change who you are? If you could, cause it's quick, it's clean, it's pure. It could change your life, rest assured. The 21st century. Cure! And it's my job to steal and rob.
We're back from our music break, and now it's time for Kinding Elquin!
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kinding Elquin, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
Elquin, you know the rules.
We have, unfortunately, yes.
We have 10 questions. However many you get correct, let's say you get 7 questions correct, the 7th person to send me a tell will receive a prize. This week's prize is a personally autographed DVD of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because, well, we now have four copies of it, and I'm just going to get rid of one of our used ones.
You're going to autograph it.
I will autograph. Well, we both will. We will both autograph the Rocky Horror Picture Show DVD.
Wait a minute. Isn't that going to, like, you know, decrease the value of it?
Decrease the value? It might. I tell you what, if it helps, well, we will forge the signature of Richard O'Brien. No, we won't do that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we have 10 questions this week. The questions are Rocky Horror Picture Show and Repo, the Genetic Opera, related. And remember, let's say you get 5 correct, the 5th person to send me a tell after the thing is done will receive a DVD of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And anybody listening who has not seen Repo, you need to see this movie.
Yes.
You need to watch it more than once. The first time you're going to be done with it and sit there and go, oh my God, what did I just watch?
And then you go back and watch it again and find that you've missed stuff.
And you get this appreciation for it. Trust me.
It's a
very really
good
movie. If you just get past the first initial shock of what the hell did I just watch.
Yeah, it is. Repo the Genetic Opera is this generation's Rocky Horror Picture Show. There is no doubt about that. Okay, so are you prepared for your 10 questions of doom?
I guess so.
All right. It would really help if I had the questions up. Okay, here we go. Okay, you're going to get some of these. Some of these you might not. But, you know, we can't let you win them all.
I haven't yet.
No, you came close last week. You got 9 out of 10 last week. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
What item worn by Rocky Horror sold at auction for $1,000?
Rocky. Something he wore. Well, he didn't wear much. How about his loincloth?
Exactly. Well, you know, he only wore his shorts and his boots.
Well, it's more of a loincloth type thing.
Yeah. Okay. Which Rocky Horror Picture Show star has ties to James Bond movies?
Ties to James Bond movies?
Yes.
The Rocky Horror cast.
Mm-hmm. I told you, they're not all easy.
I don't know. The only one I could think of is the guy that does the reading.
Ah, you got it.
Really?
Charles Gray was in Diamonds Are Forever.
Okay.
All right. Which asshole actually appeared in a movie titled Some Guy Who Kills People?
Brad.
Yep.
Well, you gave it away by saying, what asshole?
Well, yeah. Which Rocky Horror Picture Show star had a sex scene with John Cleese?
Oh, crap. A sex scene with him?
A sex scene with John Cleese. Not in the Rocky Horror Show, of course.
Yeah, I know. I have no clue, except maybe Janet, maybe?
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
Missed that one. Okay, in Repo, the Genetic Opera, pulling double duty, who both starred and wrote Repo?
Terrence Zadunich.
Correct. In Repo, which Repo star actually supplied her own wardrobe?
Supplied her own wardrobe.
Yep. She supplied her own wardrobe.
I want to say Blind Meg.
Nope, sorry.
I can't think of her real name.
Nope. The grave robber's job is to steal and rob what?
Graves.
No, come on, you have to do it right.
Graves!
Correct. Who is the voice of Jean-Co?
Blind Meg.
Correct. What are the Jean-Co nurses called?
Damn. They're not interns. They're...
Nope.
I can't pull it off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
All right. What small town was Brad and Janet from?
Denton.
Denton, USA, correct. Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. So the seventh person to send me a tell... Hold on a second. Clear chat dash. Okay, the seventh person to send me a tell right now... There we go, I'll give you an easy link there. We'll receive a DVD of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Seventh person. Keep sending those tells until I get seven. And while we're waiting for the seventh person, let's see here. Question number 4 you missed. Which Rocky Horror Picture Show star
had a sex scene with
John Cleese? Patricia Quinn was in
Magenta.
Magenta. Patricia Quinn was in The Meaning of Life when they were doing the sex education scene.
Oh my gosh, she's the chick he put on the table and he was screwing his wife in front of his class.
Yep.
Oh, okay, I didn't know it was her.
All right, number 6, which Repo star actually supplied her own wardrobe? Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah, that is right. She did do that, didn't she?
Yep. Let's see, what are the Jean Cone nurses called?
I keep forgetting she's in it, you know, I don't know why.
They're called Genterns.
Yeah.
Genterns. Yeah, actually, the producers of Repo did not want Paris Hilton. They were dead set against her, but she auditioned, and I guess after the audition, they were like, she's freaking perfect.
Yeah, she is perfect for the role. You didn't... You know, and until you get told that's, you know, or you look at it and go, hey, you know, that kind of looks like Paris Hilton.
It is.
You don't realize that's her. At least, you know, she wasn't exactly the Paris Hilton that we all know when she was doing that either.
Yeah.
She actually had an interest in doing it, and I guess she was pretty decent to work with from interviews that we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing against her, she's... I don't know. When I think of Repo, I don't think of Paris. Okay,
so the seventh person to send me a tell was Clorny on the Oasis server. I'm going to write that down. Clorny, if you would do me a favor and send me an in-game mail with your actual mailing address, I'll make sure that DVD gets out to you. But I'll just write this down. Clorny.
And Lyra, Lyra, you need to watch Repo. Rent it from Netflix. I think you can get it on Netflix, can't you?
Yes. It is available for streaming download on Netflix.
Oh, unless they do like they do for Christmas and remove all the Halloween stuff.
No, Repo's been there for a long time, actually. I mean,
the first time you watch it, you're going to be shocked. Okay?
Shocked and awed.
Shocked and awed, because there was one. The first impression I got from it was, damn, there's a lot of blood in this.
Oh,
and they're singing.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
It is gruesome. It really is.
It's worse than, you know, Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd I could handle. I don't know why.
Sweeney Todd was tame as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. But then I've watched it several times after that, and I actually enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they do these shadow casts and they've developed a shout back like they do for Rocky for different things, and which is all well and good, but I think it stands well on its own as a classic. I don't know why, but I do. I mean, Rocky I can watch, but it's better when you have the audience because it's more entertaining. But Repo, if you can get into it, it's like, I don't need any other distractions. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
And the music is wonderful. You get into the music.
It is.
I don't know.
And I just checked out Repo on Netflix, because if it's only a limited time for streaming download, they'll say it in the listing. And it does not say. So it's available for download for the foreseeable future.
Or so you give it a shot, and
or you can get it on DVD
a favor
or
and
Blu-ray.
Watch it at least a couple times. Honestly, give yourself a day, watch it again. You're going to get something totally different out of it, and you will learn to appreciate this thing. It's go ahead.
This is Sarah Brightman's only film appearance.
It's got an all-star cast. Yeah. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Sarah Brightman from Phantom of the Opera, the Broadway production that we all love from the 80s.
And then they have this one character in there that's the graveyard, or the grave robber.
Grave robber.
You won't recognize, and you will watch the thing and go, wow, this guy's really good. Why didn't they have him in it more? I mean, they got all these other guys, but, I mean, his bit should have been more. You find out that that's Terrence Zadunich, who
wrote it
with, oh, damn it, and I should remember his name, too, because he's just as important.
Sorry, hon, I don't know.
Bosman. Darren Bosman?
Okay.
Or Darren Smith Bosman. Give me a second. That really bugs me. I'm sorry. I feel bad because...
I got Internet Movie Database looking it up right now. Yeah. Darren Lynn Bosman.
Lynn Bosman, sorry.
Darren Liz Bosman.
Yeah, between the two of them, they started this as, you know, like five-minute operas in little restaurants and stuff, and it grew into this movie. And he plays the band leader at the end in the opera house when, you know,
and,
you got the white hair.
Darren Smith wrote the screenplay with Terrence.
Okay, and the person who did Saw 1, 2, 3. I think he did 4, I think, right?
I have no idea.
Directed Repo.
That would be Darren Smith. No, I'm sorry. That says here it was directed by Darren Lynn Bosman.
Darren Lynn Bosman. And then there's...
Darren Smith as well.
Darren Smith. Bosman.
Bosman.
I he's got a last Bosman. Name.
So 1, 2, and 3, and 4, apparently. No,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, and 4. Did not do 5.
Right, 1 through 4, and then he stopped. Hang on a second, I'll look up his name.
I got it right here. It's Darren Lynn Bosman. But anyway.
Darren Gordon Smith. Yeah.
I have mail. I wonder what it could be. Probably corny.
So, anyway.
Okay, so speaking of movies, let's talk movies. Over the weekend, we saw Paranormal Activity 3. What did you think? You jumped a lot.
Well, they had a lot of boo moments.
Yeah,
they
had a lot of quick...
make you go, ah!
Yeah, they had a lot of cheap scares.
Yeah, and they were good. They made me jump. They didn't scare me. It was more of a... You know.
I think the story was okay, I think. It was alright. It kind of tied the movies together.
That's basically what it was for, is to tie 1 and 2 together.
Yeah, it was to explain what happened, why 1 and 2 happened. Now, of course, the only thing you got to remember when watching Paranormal Activity, you have to watch the second one first. You watch the second one first until you get to the last 15 minutes. Stop it. Watch number 1 all the way through. Then watch the rest of number 2. I think they really should come out with some sort of special edition where they're all mixed together. So they're in order.
No, because you don't want to watch 3 until you've watched 1 and 2 because that... You know,
yeah, I think if you watch the third
like
one...
watching it. I don't even think you should watch 2 first.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Because that was one of the things about it. You didn't have any idea what was going on.
True.
We were just watching this film, and it was more horrific that way. Then, okay, 2 comes out, and you get a more of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it ties in 1. And 3 is before either one of them.
Right. 3 is just to explain what the hell happened in 1 and 2.
And I happen to agree with you. It seemed more...
It was staged.
It was more staged.
Yeah.
You could tell it was staged. There was stuff going on that was like, okay, and then they're going to do this, and that's going to happen. Yep, it happened.
Yeah, it was predictable. It was kind of predictable. And but I think the story was okay. There were one or two scenes I would have done without, like the kitchen scene with the sheet ghost.
That's exactly what I was talking
about.
I mean,
spoiler alert there, but you know, that one's kind of staged. And yeah, but I think the first one was such a big hit. I mean, it only came to the theaters because people demanded that it did. It was an indie film that was shown at what the hell's that thing called? Not Suncoast. But anyway, some sort of independent film festival.
One of the film.
Yeah, it was one of the film festivals. It could have been the Can, but yeah, it was shown there, and people just demanded. I mean, they signed. I mean, 5 million people, I think, signed a petition. Sundance, yes, that's it. Millions of people signed this petition saying, release this in U.S. theaters. We want to see it. So, you know, that's how that came about. I mean, that's got to be a fantastic feeling for the writers. Like, hey, people are demanding our friggin' movie. All right, cool. The second one was still scary and creepy and stuff, but you kind of expected what was going to happen. You know? And the third one was just like, yeah, we know what's going to happen. Just tell the story.
They're just riding the gravy train on the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a trend nowadays that movies come in threes, and honestly, sometimes you really shouldn't.
You're right, reaching.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway. One of the movies, if you got Netflix, you can stream this one as well. One of the movies that I really enjoyed, and we all got a good giggle out of, is a spoof on zombie movies. It's called Night of the Living Dorks.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
This was a foreign movie. I can't remember what country it was made in, but it is dubbed in English, which makes it even funnier.
Is it German?
I think it was a German movie. I think it was. And the fact that it was dubbed in English makes it even funnier, I think, because the voices don't quite match up and stuff. And it is just, it's funny as hell. It's about three nerds that get turned into zombies due to some voodoo thing. And one of them, you know, got picked on in school a lot and just starts eating everybody.
You sure that was not English?
It was in English, but it was originally German. They dubbed it.
I couldn't tell.
There are some you can't.
I couldn't tell. I thought that was English.
Nah, trust me, it was dubbed.
Really?
It was dubbed. I have not seen Dead and Breakfast, although I have seen it on... I have seen the cover, Felicia. I have not actually seen it, but if you recommend it, I will check it out this weekend. Okay, so let's see. What else have we seen recently? You know what I miss?
What?
I couldn't tell you the last time I watched The Great Pumpkin. The Charlie Brown.
They don't do the Peanut specials very much. If they do, I don't look for them anymore, I guess.
Yeah. I miss that. The Great Pumpkin, and then, of course, around Thanksgiving time, you know, they have Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and stuff like that. They're just good stuff, you know? But I think they need to do a gritty remake of The Great Pumpkin.
God.
You know, kind of like what Robot Chicken did. The Great Pumpkin comes around and starts eating everyone. I think that'd be great.
Then you would start screaming that they're redoing stuff of your childhood.
God damn you!
Leave it alone! I know it's not a horror movie, but what's that one they keep talking about? Time?
Oh,
everybody gets 25 years.
Man, let me look at the Internet Movie Database. They usually have upcoming movies.
You poo-pooed that, you know? But I seem to think that would be pretty horrific.
You only get 25 years, yeah. Well, you know, that's just talking about Hollywood in general, I guess.
I know, but I think it's original. I've never heard of that concept before, even though it sort of reminds me a little bit of Logan's Run.
Yeah, yeah. But
a little bit, but, you know, I think it's going to be a different premise.
Logan's Run was what, 45 years or 50 years, something like that?
No, 50 was way too far. I think it was like 30 or 35.
I am not seeing that movie. Harry Kumar, Son of No One, Immortals, Tower Heist. I can do that Tower Heist. In Time.
In Time.
That's it. In Time. And now that I've actually given the previews, you know, a better look. Yeah, we might see that. I don't know. I think we're definitely going to go see Puss in Boots this week. But that's, you know, far from horror.
That's not a horror movie.
No. Okay, so let's talk the season premiere of season 2 of The Walking Dead. Oh, wait a minute. Season 3 of The Walking Dead.
Is it? I thought it'd be season 2.
No, wait a minute. I think,
it's only season 2.
Yeah, it's only season 2. Internet Movie Database has it wrong here. Oh, I'm sorry. I read the headline wrong. AMC renews The Walking Dead for a third season. All right. So, yeah, we had the season premiere of The Walking Dead for season 2. I liked it. What do you think, hon?
I'm still hanging in there. I like it better than the other one that you were filming or taping for a while that I just did not like.
Oh,
it was another apocalyptic type, zombie type thing.
It wasn't a zombie one. It was an alien one. The Falling Skies.
Falling Skies. Yeah. I didn't like it.
No, I didn't see the season finale on that. I didn't bother.
No, you know why I don't like it? It's too much like that other movie we went to go see.
Which one?
We've seen it twice now. Same premise. Maybe it was Battle LA or something like that.
Oh yeah, Battle Los Angeles.
Right, where we have an invasion force come in and they overwhelm the army and everybody, and then they, you know. Well, it's the same sort of idea with this Falling Skies, except for the fact that
the aliens
won. They basically won, okay? Human race is hanging on by its fingernails for survival with these little groups running around. I don't see any way how these guys are even going to continue to survive.
No, they're not. I mean, the scenario they put themselves into, they'll never win.
No, they would not. They're
aliens have taken over the world. We have little groups of 20 people scattered here and there. We're going to take them out. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, now. They're surviving and that's it. And that's all they're ever going to do. You know?
And by the way, we meant...
And if they do start winning, then that's the end of the series.
Yep.
So I just can't get into it. It's a no-win situation type scenario and I don't quite enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree
now,
with you on that.
The Walking Dead, on the other hand, you know somewhere in the back of your mind, zombies are not going to last forever.
That's right, and I have a list.
And these guys are doing a little bit more than just surviving. They are meeting other people who are surviving. There is other people out there. And they are defeating the zombies as they go. It is not an impossible task set ahead of them.
That's right.
You know, so I can get behind that. I can get behind the, okay, we have a chance here to win, okay? So I'm more entertained with that.
Yeah. And speaking of why the zombie apocalypse would fail miserably, we'll talk more about that when we come back from our next music break featuring music from Repo, the Genetic Opera, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We shall return.
I can't feel nothing at all.
Drug market, submarket. Sometimes I wonder why I ever got in Love Market, Love Market. Sometimes I wonder why they need me.
goes into the gun like a battery. And the Zytrate gun goes somewhere against your anatomy. And when the gun goes off, it sparks and you're ready for surgery. Surgery.
Grave robber. Grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother. Grave robber. Grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I need you at all.
And Amber Sweet is addicted to the knife.
Addicted to the knife?
Addicted to the knife.
And addicted to the knife, she needs a little help with the agony. And a little help comes in a little glass vial and a gun pressed against her anatomy. And when the gun goes off, Miss Sweet is ready for surgery. Surgery.
Grave robber. Grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I need you all.
It's what?
It's takes you there.
It what?
It takes me there. Before the cut. It's like in the night. The surgery. It's what?
Shiloh, is your name Shiloh? Can I talk to you? Can you come down, please, so we can speak? I saw you at the show. I thought I'd seen a ghost. Your resemblance is striking. You have your mother's eyes, her hair. I was told you died with her. All these years have come and gone. How do I put this? I'm your godmom.
Stay your business. What do you want?
I want to finally meet you. Something real to cling to, leave you with the hope that you will go to all you're meant to, all I failed to. Dreaming is a word of promise. We have both been kept in bondage, but you can learn from all my failures.
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers
or let them through the gate.
That is a big risk,
a big friend,
a mistake,
a new friend.
That I sing.
These eyes can do more than sing.
I know. I mean, I've seen you sing.
Where?
From my window. I can see the world from there. Name stars and constellations, count the cards and watch the seasons.
I wish we could have watched together.
I can't have guessed.
Never.
Ever. If Dad found out that I've been let out, or that you've been let in,
I should go then before I do. Promise me you won't.
Better that you don't.
Don't forget me.
Shelter grows.
Best of all.
Room to bloom outside my bedroom.
We are back now. Are you with me, Elquin?
Yes.
The reasons the zombie apocalypse would fail miserably. First off, biting is a terrible way to attack and to spread disease. I mean, have
yes,
you actually?
It can be done.
It can be done, but have you actually bitten anyone?
Yes, I have.
And you know how difficult it is to bite someone.
Not if you... Yeah, I have broken skin. It's easy to do.
I'm not talking about breaking skin. I mean, you know, you see these zombie movies and they always go for the neck. You know how difficult it is to bite someone on the neck who doesn't want it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get some body armor or you can get a thick sweater and you're cool. Don't worry about it. Next reason, they can't heal. So any damage that is inflicted upon them is just going to keep slowing them down and slowing them down and slowing them down until they can no longer function in the body.
Well, that's to our advantage.
Dun, 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 dun. You want to get... Okay, you can't quite bring yourself to shoot Grandpa in the head. Take out his knees. He's not going anywhere.
Break his arms while you're at it and put him in a drum.
I mean, I have seen bad zombie movies where zombie with no legs or something like that crawls their way over to some guy that just tripped. Come on, seriously? You mean to tell me a zombie with no means of propulsion other than his hands crawling is going to be able to take on someone with perfectly good legs? Not going to happen.
Unless there was like 15 or 30 of them. That's well, the whole thing with zombies.
Numbers
mobs.
Are... Right. The hordes, actually, they're officially called.
Hordes.
Hordes
of zombies.
Yeah, the numbers game will always play a factor, but, you know, I'm talking, you know, on a list here. Landscape. Let's say you find yourself in the zombie apocalypse. and you happen to have a treehouse out back, camp out in the treehouse, you're safe. They ain't getting to you. Or,
you don't think zombies can climb a tree?
I do not think zombies can climb a tree, nor do I think they can cross the Appalachians or the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, but going back to the horde mentality, if they start piling up to the bottom and they climb over
They're going to build... You mean to tell me zombies are going to build an undead bridge? Or scaffolding?
They all start climbing on top of each other.
What, are they going to get hammers and nails and start building a zombie scaffold?
No, they'll just start climbing on top of each other.
Come on. Not happening. But, you know... So, oh no, I'm being chased by slow-moving zombie horde. Hey, look, there's a mountain range over there that they can't possibly climb over. Dun, 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 dun. All right, yay! So there we go. There's that.
Yeah, I don't think they would do well on, you know...
Push them over a cliff. They're not coming back. And that's, you know, that's another thing that's actually not on my list, is balance. They have none.
True.
Just run through a mob of zombies and push them over. That's pretty much it. Push them over out of the way. Attach a cow catcher to your station wagon. You know? All right. Lyra says they can wander through mountains. There are roads. Yeah, but put up a barricade.
That is one of the faults of them. They do not get tired.
Right. All right.
They may not get to you today, but they might get to you tomorrow.
Yes, but you can outrun. Yeah, you can outrun them, no problem. I'm sorry. Natural predators. That again goes to the they can't heal thing. A zombie gets attacked by a bunch of hungry badgers. There's not much they're going to be able to do about it.
I don't think badgers would touch dead meat. Neither would bears. You're thinking maybe coyotes, vultures. Vultures!
Yeah, vultures. Yeah, they would definitely.
Flock of vultures comes down.
There you go.
That's another thing. How come in all these zombie movies there's never any vultures?
Well, all these zombie movies tend to happen in the cities, and vultures are more of a desert type creature.
No, not necessarily. There's vultures in California too.
Yeah, but they're called lawyers. Okay, anyway. Let's talk about the elements. Now, down south, you know, they're doing The Walking Dead in Alabama. Or Georgia. Is it Georgia or in Alabama? Anyway, it was one of those southern states.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, they're in Georgia.
They're heading for Atlanta.
Okay, they're in Georgia. Heat. Heat and humidity increase the rate of decomposition. So eventually, they're just going to fall the hell apart.
You know, that's one thing in all the zombie movies they never touch on, is the decomposition of the dead.
Right. I mean, they're just going to fall apart.
Aren't they going to decompose? I mean, one of the things about zombies is you have party parts that do fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. That's been established in different, you know... But where do they finally completely fall apart, decompose?
Well, you know, that was the thing in... the only movie I remember seeing that in is 28 Weeks Later, the sequel to 28 Days Later. The zombies killed themselves out. You know, they killed all the quote-unquote human people there, and they basically ran out of food and they died. And they eventually just killed themselves out. Until, of course, a carrier comes in and fucks everything up. But, yeah, I mean, that's the only movie I can think of that tackles the they kill themselves out or we outlast them mentality.
Yeah, Bloating Zombies, The Zombie Guide, Survival Guide mentions decomposition.
Right.
You know, so I have to, you know. But the zombie movies never touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even The Walking Dead so far.
Now, Admiral from Crushbone Server talks about eating brains. You know the first movie to mention that zombies eat brains was The Return of the Living Dead? Other than that, most zombie movies They're just eating flesh. They're just eating their victims. The Return of the Living Dead series is really the only one that indicates that they're only after the brains.
Which is not true.
Which is not true. So
they're after living flesh.
Right. Living flesh, I mean, we watched a special on the zombie, the possibility of a zombie apocalypse tonight before we went on the air. And there is actually a disease that you can get from cannibalizing humans, or your own species, I should say. If you cannibalize your own species and eat the brain, you actually come down with it with a disease.
Well, it wasn't so much eating your own species, it was eating the your own species' brain.
That's what I just said.
You said
No, eating, I said the brain.
You said eating your own species and eating the brain.
And eating the brain is what I said, hon. Anyway, so as long as you don't eat the brain, you're fine. Go ahead. Your son
have a midnight snack out of your neighbors.
Or your kids, you know, when they get around 7 or 8, get some of the baby fat off of them and they can get a little bit of meat on them. You know, make sure they're into sports so they're not too gamey and rubbery and stuff like that. Make sure they're nice and toughened up. Little League does
yes,
wonders.
Yes, it is like a human version of the mad cow disease.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, in this show that we were watching, they've done case studies of some of these tribal societies that are cannibals that have taken to eating the brains of their enemies, and they've come down with a type of disease that is very much like the mad cow disease, mm-hmm. if not exactly the same. It's a little pockets in the brain that develop, like spongy pockets, just like they found in mad cow.
Yeah, you start shaking and stuff like that.
So if you ever get yourself into a situation where it's like a Donner Party situation and you have to eat the dead or
don't
your comrades,
don't
eat the brain or the spinal cord. Eat the thigh, you know,
and yes,
an arm.
Clorny, we are very well aware of the zombie versus vampire thing that happened on Spike for The Deadliest Warrior. We did watch it. And I'm sorry, I would have to say the zombies would win on that. They declared that the vampires would win. I think the zombies would win just for the fact that once the sun came up, the vampires were dead.
That is their weakness.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that's my
that's my opinion. Disagree with the fact that a vampire could get the disease of a zombie because...
No.
A vampire is already an undead creature, per se.
And they're immune to illness. I'm sorry.
Well, they're coming from the fact that the zombie disease affects the dead. And usually the person is infected before they die, which causes them to die, and the infection brings them back to life. I don't believe the theory that the...
If there's
it affects the dead and it brings them back. I just don't buy that. But
if
you're infected and you die, you come back as a zombie. I could believe that better than you have a corpse and they blow green gas on it and it comes to life. No, I just don't.
Okay,
buy
well you
that
let
one.
Them, you wouldn't let me talk, so my joke is pretty irrelevant right now. But they're not going to do that, and
So what was your joke? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, anyone near Dakar, slap him across the face. There are no sparkly vampires. Vampires do not sparkle in the sunlight. They combust and explode. And burn and stuff.
So what's your next listing?
All right. Of course, we talked about heat. That's in the south. If you go up north, the cold. Once it hits, you know, under 40 degrees, they're not going to move very well. And once it hits freezing, you're going to have zombiesicles. You're going to have zombiesicles, and then you can just, you know, take their heads off and be done with them. Also, I want to state that... What the hell was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. In most, did you know that Return of the Living Dead was the first zombie movie to say that the bite would change you into a zombie?
Well, up to before that, it was always some chemical gas that was let loose.
Mm-hmm. Before that, it was always the dead return. Once you die, you return. Now, the bite may have killed you, but it wouldn't have turned you into a zombie. It was you, just the fact you're being dead.
And that's when I just can't buy into that very well.
Right. So, yeah, once you get, cold, the zombies freeze, and trust me, you're not going to have much trouble taking them out once they're frozen solid. So there we go. And the number one reason that the zombie apocalypse would never happen is we have guns, and there are too many wackos out there far more willing to use them. You know, we were talking during this whole, you know, what if the zombie apocalypse happens special before the show. We were talking about it. It's like, you know what? You know, there were certain plagues that went on in human history, such like the bubonic plague, that had no cure. The bubonic plague happened because we let those who were infected die. It really was as simple as that. If you had the bubonic plague, you died. And we'd had it to isolate them. That's why the bubonic plague disappeared. Well, it hasn't completely disappeared, but how we got through it was we let everyone die. Now, unfortunately, I really think it is a double-edged sword. The sympathetic ways of today's society. Oh, we can't do that. We have to love them and hold them and get them through this. You know, you see it in every goddamn zombie movie. I can cure him with love. No, he's gonna eat your freaking brains! The only way, if the zombie apocalypse ever came about, there is only one thing to do. Shoot them in the freaking head. I don't care if it's grandpa, grandma, your mom, your favorite aunt. She's been bitten! Now she won't get up and be a fucking zombie. I mean, we even saw it in Shaun of the Dead. We even saw that sentiment in Shaun of the Dead. Like, I'm not gonna shoot my mom! She's not your mother anymore! And the guy was right. The guy was a dick, but he was right. Hug your undead grandmother with a flamethrower. Actually, don't do the flamethrower thing because it would take a while for the body to burn to the point where they couldn't walk anymore, and by that time they'd burn your freaking house down. So there we go. And I do have to take issue with the Return of the Living Dead series, where they actually cut the zombie's head off and it continued to function. Nah. Without the brain, you can't control the body. So the whole thing of shooting him in the head, as far as I'm concerned, would work. Because without the brain, you can't control the body. Am I right?
Yeah.
You know, except for, you know, okay, fine. If there's some residual electrical impulses going on, you'd have a lot of twitching going on. But no controlled movement. You couldn't walk. So there you go. Yep, Clorny says liquid nitrogen. There you go. Of course, that was Return of the Living Dead Part 3, I believe, where they used some sort of capsule to freeze the brain. But, of course, that was only temporary until they thawed out. Also has my vote for the hottest zombie girl ever. Kind of a punk type of girl. She was using glass shards and stuff like that to decorate herself. And, well, she was just, you know, kind of hot. But, you know, that's a zombie type thing. You know, whatever.
Yeah, us watching The Walking Dead gave me dreams of zombies. I figured, and in my dream I thought, you know, they need a solution to this. They need some sort of bomb that's got gas in it that affects undead tissue and accelerates the decomposition. Or a spray or something.
But that would also accelerate the decomposition of normal cells. We are constantly decomposing, huh? Our only saving grace in that is we're also healing constantly. So, like, Wolverine would be fine. But, yeah. We would also decompose at an accelerated rate. So we, in ourselves, by trying to rid the world of zombies through this wonderful bomb you've created, would in fact turn us into zombies. Or at least lepers. Alright, let's talk about another movie. Let's talk about Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl. Here's another movie we watched recently.
Some drove of our guests out of the...
Yeah, some
no,
of our...
well, almost. It drove the almost drove the guests out of our house within the first 5 minutes of the movie. They had someone's head being peeled like an apple core. I mean, the skin on it, you know.
Yeah, it went around and around and around, peeling off the skin. But you know what? That was the worst part of the whole movie. If you would have just gotten past that, the rest of the movie was tame in comparison.
Oh, yeah. It's like they blew their special effects budget just on that.
But it was a typical Japanese horror movie where, you know, as far as they're concerned, the human body is filled with 25 gallons of blood that's just waiting to be unleashed in wave after wave after wave. But it was funny. It was a funny horror movie. If you can just survive the first 5 minutes of the movie, you can get through the rest of it. What else have you watched recently? Of course, you know, Shaun of the Dead has become an instant classic for zombie movies. By all means, go out and get it, see it, rent it, download it, whatever. Shaun of the Dead. He's got an arm off! I love it. Yes. Corny says, high pressure blood content. That's right. Oh no, I got a paper cut! Yeah. Like popping an over-inflated water balloon. By the way, I just want to say that Frara Blutcher, NPC out in the North Kinos, is very creepy. Know what he says when you're going by him?
What?
He says, "I got a treat for you." Ha ha ha. Very creepy, oh, it's a she, actually. I'm not sure what it is, because it could be a halfling. It's got a pumpkin head on, so, yeah. So what other movies have you watched recently that these people need to see? Any ideas on? Do I need to go into my Netflix history?
The House on Haunted Hill is always classic.
Oh, that rocked. Yeah, we saw that over the weekend. Of course, we saw that because you missed it on the question last week. So, of course, we had to. All right, let's see. My account. Da-da-da-da. Instant watching activity. Here we go. Eric, stop watching Johnny Test. My God, it's meant for 10-year-olds.
Well, maybe he's catching up.
Yes. Stripperland. Stripperland was a parody of Zombieland, but instead of just zombies, they're zombie strippers. They even have the rules and stuff like that.
Are you serious?
But the quality is like Sci-Fi Channel quality. So, you know, it's okay if you have nothing else to do. That's about it. We watched this movie called Forget Me Not. Well, it was interesting. Graduation party, and apparently they've done something horrible to this girl in the past, and her spirit is, like, kidnapping and erasing her this girl's friends from history. She remembers them, no one else remembers them. It's because the girl that they wronged in their childhood didn't want to be forgotten, and they forgot all about her. So, gonna erase everyone else from your memory. Alright, that's cool. It's better than I just made it out to be. I gave it 3 stars, so I must have liked it a bit more than that. Let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Death of a Ghost Hunter kind of sucked. I gave it 2 stars, so it wasn't that bad. But, you know, just from the title, you knew how it was going to end. It was one of those, you know, hey, let's send a medium in to investigate our family's haunted house, and, well, medium ends up getting killed.
And becoming a ghost.
And becoming a ghost yourself. Hence the title of the movie. Perhaps you should have named it something else to, you know, give us a little bit of, you know, shock at the end. We knew what was going to happen. Let's see here. What was that? The Awakening was one I think I watched while you were sleeping. The Awakening, don't bother, it sucked. I gave it only 1 star. Which means, basically, you know, I'd like to round up the rest of the copies and burn them. Red Dragon. Red Dragon, the prequel to Silence of the Lambs. I like it. I like it a lot. Have you ever seen that one, hon?
I think so. I thought I owned it.
Do we?
I think so.
I didn't think we owned that one.
Eric, do we have Red Dragon? Never mind,
he's not paying attention. I can find out in a second here. But, yeah, Red Dragon, very good. It shows how Hannibal got caught by the FBI, and he helps with a catch a killer before the Silence of the Lambs.
Thought I got it, because it was the before story, and I liked Silence of the Lambs.
Well,
see, so that I did rent it once.
You probably rented it, because I don't see it in our your guru library. Let's see here. Doom, 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 doom. Oh my god, the top 50 incidents in WWE history? No, that's not a horror movie. Hold on a second. Troll Hunter!
That was good.
Not a horror movie? But very good. If you can stand reading subtitles, it is in Norwegian.
I forgot it was in Norwegian after a while and just got into the movie.
Well, you know.
And that's a mark of a good movie, if you can just get... You end up ignoring the subtitles and just getting into the movie.
Yes, but if you actually rent the DVD or the Blu-ray, there is an English option. If you're into anime, The High School of the Dead was pretty good. It was kind of like a Walking Dead, but anime with high school people. It was pretty good. We watched that series. Night of the Living Dorks, of course. Very good. Funny. Who the hell watched The Flintstones? Must have been Eric. Let's see. Hatchet was kind of cheesy. God, how many freaking cartoons does he watch a day?
Probably quite a few.
Quite a few. Eric, get a job! If you want to watch a good series, I'm going to call it a sitcom, really. It's not that funny. But Dead Like Me was very good.
That was excellent.
But don't bother with the movie they made as a finale. It sucked.
It was okay to watch as a finale.
Meh. I could have done without it, honestly. I equated it to the Gilligan's Island finale that they did, like 10 years after Gilligan's Island went off the air. It was missing some of the actors, and the storyline didn't make any sense. Yeah.
But they got him off the fucking island, so, you know.
Now, actually, they ended up back on the island.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they? They were used to it.
All right.
Let's see, I had a list, actually. Let me see here.
Where's your list?
On kithagore.org. Alright, so I do have a list of 20 movies at kithagore.org of movies I recommend for the Halloween season. Nightmare on Elm Street, of course, the original. The remake was okay, but not quite the same.
I refused to go see it.
It was alright. It was okay. But, you know, I just think Robert Englund was so iconic in the role that that the new guy just didn't cut it in my eyes. Don't get me wrong, I think he did a good job, but just didn't cut it. You know, Robert Englund will always be Freddy.
Yes, he will.
Unfortunately for his career.
Well, he's done other stuff.
Yeah, not very good stuff, but anyway. Carrie, not the remake, for God's sakes. Watch the original with Sissy Spacek. Night of the Living Dead, the original. There was a couple of remakes. The remake they made in the 90s was okay. Except they completely changed the Barbara character. Instead of being, you know, completely shell-shocked and, you know, they tried to make her the strong woman character, you know. No, I'm sorry, it didn't work for me. I'm not saying that, you know, women are weak or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, given the circumstances, I think the original Night of the Living Dead portrayed her better of what I think, how I think she would have reacted. By having a fucking nervous breakdown, pretty much. Let's see. Paranormal Activity 1 and 2. Of course, we just saw 3. So, you know, unless you're going to go to the theater, you can't watch 3. But the Paranormal Activity movies is good. If you scare easily, watch it with a friend. I of course, am so desensitized to horror movies at this point. I mean, I'm watching people around me jumping and, you know, ooh, look at that, and stuff like that when something, you know, moves. And I'm just like, yeah.
One of the guys at work refuses to go see any more of the paranormal films.
Why is that?
Well, he saw the first one.
Uh-huh.
And his dog was flipping him out, like, the next few days afterwards, like, staring at the closet and barking and stuff. Yeah, and acting really funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he saw 1 and 2. And 2, after that, 2, the dog started doing stuff to him, you know. It's like,
Nice.
Yeah, he just refuses to watch anymore.
Poltergeist, 1982. Classic, again. The first one was excellent. The second one, it was all right. The third one, oh, God. Poltergeist 3, we're just trying to make money at this point. Yeah.
Secret.
Repo, the Genetic Opera, of course. We've been plugging that for a while now. Resident Evil. Technically a sci-fi movie, but I would call it sci-fi horror. Same with Alien, sci-horror. Return of the Living Dead, 1985, is fun and campy. Night of the Living Dead, punk rock style. And you get to see this chick naked dancing on a tombstone.
Yeah.
She shaved. Anyway.
He notices them, like...
Of course I do. Ringu, the Japanese original to The Ring. Again, subtitles. But if you're going to watch a Japanese horror, watch it in Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to add scenes to The Ring to explain what was happening. Because a lot of Ringu was, you know, based in Japanese folklore. Stuff that, you know, folklore and spiritualism. And that's just not stuff that the American audience understood. So they had to add a couple of scenes to explain what the hell was going on in the American version. Okay, Shaun of the Dead, of course. Love it. Silent Hill. I love Silent Hill. What do you think of it, Ann?
It's one of your favorites.
I love it. Not your thing, though.
It's okay. I like it.
Of course.
It's not.
The fun fact about Silent Hill, of course, is the town of Silent Hill was based on a real town called Centralia, Pennsylvania. A coal fire has been burning there since 1962 and is still burning, and it officially closed the town. The U.S. Postal Service revoked the town's zip code in 2002, so the town no longer officially exists. Except to, you know, go, hey, maybe we should check Centralia and see if that coal fire is still burning. You know, that kind of thing. The Exorcist, 1973 original. Awesome. If you want to see a comedy version of that, Repossessed, with Leslie Nielsen. I don't think you've ever seen that one.
Which one?
Repossessed. It was a spoof on The Exorcist.
I don't think so, maybe.
Let me see if it's available. It's available on DVD, not for download. I will add that to the list. Because it's funny. It has Leslie Nielsen. And Linda Blair. Linda Blair reprises her role as Reagan. All right, let's see. The Exorcist Part 3. I refuse to acknowledge that Part 2 existed. It sucked. It's horrible. It made no sense whatsoever. Skip over to number 3. Trust me, you'll like it a lot better. The House on Haunted Hill. Vincent Price will pay you $10,000 if you can survive one night in the House on Haunted Hill. The 1999 remake really wasn't bad. So, either one, but of course, you know, the 1959 Vincent Price movie, awesome. Another Psy horror,
The Fly.
And this one I'm talking about, the 1986 with
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe that guy got so buff for that movie.
I have two magic words. I have a magic word for you.
What?
Cheeseburger. That's from The Fly. That's how he gets Gina Davis's character to go out with him.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger. The magic word. But The Fly, awesome. There was a sequel, The Fly Part 2,
yeah.
Which involved his son. It wasn't bad, per se. But, meh, give or take. Of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is a staple. They've been playing it on TV late night, like all month, on various TV stations. The Shining.
1980.
Here's Johnny! You gotta love that one.
That's the difference between Rocky Horror Picture Show and Repo. Repo's a rock opera. There's no spoken words.
Right. Repo is an opera in the true sense. Because, you know, there's no spoken words whatsoever.
And Rocky Horror is more of a musical.
Right, Rocky Horror is a musical.
Well, you've got spots to do that sort of callback to the screen stuff because the dialogue is so cheesy.
Yeah.
And it's fun. But, nobody does. I don't think anybody does any catcalls back to the screen when the music's going, because the music is iconic.
Right. Now, I want to make a comment on Erodessa's comment here in the channel. No efforts to put that coal fire out. It's underground. It's in a coal mine. What do you think you're going to do underground? No, there's no possible way. You just gotta let it. You gotta let it burn out. And who knows? Honestly, who knows how long that's gonna take? It could be burning for all fucking eternity, for all we know. Let's see. What do we got here? Silence of the Lambs, awesome classic movie.
Not quite a horror. I would say that was more of a thriller.
Yeah, that's a thriller, but still. I ate his liver with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Sales of Chianti went out of the roof after that, too.
Yeah. Yes, Clary. The Thing, 1982. Which, of course, was a remake of The Thing from the 50s. But, I've never seen the original.
I don't think I have either. Now, they've got a thing. Thing is being remaked, and it's supposed to be the other side.
Well, it's not remade. Equation? It's not remade. This is a prequel. Because at the beginning of the 1982 movie, you see the thing that is a dog running from a bunch of Norwegians to the Americans. And what this prequel is up to that point. What happened to the Norwegians to make them chase that dog? And if only those scientists knew how to speak Norwegian, because at the beginning of the 1982, The Thing, they're saying in Norwegian, don't trust the dog is an alien, our team is all dead, stuff like that. They're shouting this to the Americans, and they're actually saying it in Norwegian, so that's always cool. But, of course, unless you know Norwegian, you don't know what the hell they're saying. Now, one of the newer horror movies, horror comedies,
Zombieland.
Yay! There should be more movies like Zombieland.
I loved Zombieland.
That's an awesome, awesome movie.
Of course, I'm trying to not do too many spoilers, but we're just going to say Zombieland, see it. What do you say, see it?
See it.
See it. I think we can even say it again. See it.
See it.
See it. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have on my list. Can you think of any off the top of your head?
No.
No? You don't care. You're doing something else right now.
No, I'm sitting here.
You're sitting there. Doing something else. Not even paying attention.
Quit doing that. How can I cover... You already covered them.
I covered them all. I was somewhat prepared for today's show. Amazing, I know. Candyman. Of course, here we are. For the last 2 hours, we've had the Candyman theme song playing in the background. And I didn't even have Candyman on the list.
Shame on you.
I know. Candyman. Very good movie.
Yeah, I didn't really like that one.
You didn't like Candyman?
No.
I liked it.
Some of the movies you did not touch on is the Underground series.
Underworld.
Underworld series, sorry.
Yep, Underworld.
I happen to like them all.
They're all right. I mean...
I do like the last one they put out, which is the beginning of the whole thing.
Rise of the Lycans.
Yeah, I really like that one the best. The third one.
It was good. Shoot, I just had another one on the top of my... tongue, now I lost it.
So you need to put Underworld.
Underworld, yes, Underworld. Shoot. I forgot what I was going to say.
Damn it.
That's why I hate talking, because then I interrupt you and you can't think.
Oh, Final Destination. Well, the first one, anyway. First one was good. After that, they just became predictable.
Yeah.
The 3D one was not even worth going to. I'm sorry to say that I saw it in the theaters.
I think that was one that you went and saw on your own, because I put my foot down and said no.
I don't mind watching movies by myself.
No, I don't think I want to go.
Of course, the Saw franchise.
Oh, excellent.
The Saw was very good.
1 through 4. The rest of them, you can keep.
1, 2, and 3. Skip 4.
4 was okay.
The fifth one was the, No, that's right. They got up to 7, didn't they?
Yeah, it was... I only watched the ones that were originally directed by the original director. Yeah. Sorry. After that, I think they were just sucking the money on,
Yeah, how far can we push this?
And yeah, he went to 4 and said, that's it.
Yeah.
After that, it gets really unbelievable. It's like, oh my god, they're going to twist it this way.
But the last one, you never saw the last one.
No.
Okay, I will have you watch the last one, because it does tie it up rather nicely. It does tie it up rather nicely. I'm not going to say any more than that. But, yeah, I saw... That's another one I saw in the theaters by myself. By myself.
I'm sorry. The first one was incredible. And the rest of them, the only thing that was incredible about it is finding out how they tied into the one previous and so forth and so on. You know, you learn all the stuff that was actually going on at the same time and you didn't realize it.
Yeah, then,
but
you know.
The Saw was the only movie that I ever saw that, to date, that I could not figure out the ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it totally shocked me.
That you didn't see it coming.
I did not see that coming
Nobody saw the end of the original Saw coming. Of course, they're mentioning, there's another one that I forgot, American Werewolf in London. Excellent movie. It was actually the first movie to have a complete werewolf transformation sequence done. Instead of doing, like, fading in and cutting away and stuff like that, you actually saw the transformation. Rick Baker, I love you. The makeup artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
That was alright. I mean, I've got to say that's probably the best of M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's movies. The rest of them suck hard. I can't even say that Shyamalan's movies suck. Because, you know what? It gives a bad name to movies that suck. So,
yeah.
Then The Howling. The Howling was also a very good werewolf movie. Werewolf London. Alrighty. I think we're done. My voice is kind of giving out here. I can only take 2 hours, people. And remember, if you ever brought into Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, I tell you not to touch it. Don't touch it. I won't even call him M. Night Shyamalan anymore. He's Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry, he's a dink. Just, everything's a twist to him. Oh, got to have a twist.
Just, what's wrong with having a twist?
Just stop it. The twists suck. They're not twists if we see them coming a mile away.
That's not a twist, no. I agree.
And that's what's happened with, you know, his movies. I mean, The Sixth Sense, no one saw that friggin' Bruce Willis was dead throughout the whole fucking movie. Nobody saw that.
That was good.
That was an awesome twist. But every other movie he's come out with, he's tried to say, oh, it's a twist. Look at this twist. And yeah, it's old. No, stop it. Just stop it. M. Night Shyamalan, if you're listening to this, just stop it. Say it, hon.
What?
Just say, stop it.
Stop it.
Yes. All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to the Jethel Horror Silverwing show, the Genetic Ratonga. Eventually, we'll have more Ratonga. I'm going to come downstairs and watch a little TV.
Okay.
By the way, we got Source Code.
Huh?
Source Code, the movie?
I can't think of that one.
That's the one where he's trying to stop a train from exploding, and they keep sending him back in time.
Oh, okay.
So we got that, so we can watch that tomorrow night.
All right.
All right, I'm coming downstairs.
Oh, no, I'm running.
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to hide.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, folks, good night. See you next week.
Science Fiction Double Feature. Frank has built and love. creature. Darkness has conquered. Brad and Janet, the servant's gone to a distant planet. Oh, oh. The late night double feature picture show. I wanna go. Oh, to the late night double feature picture show.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, two badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.